On a night of high drama, I would suggest that goal from Keating means that the mood in the dressing room is a lot better than what it could have been.
Yeah, most certainly. Yeah, we ran our luck in the second half. It was very, very open. Germany too open. Probably, you know, the most open we have been defensively in the last year. You know, we were, you know, it was end-to-end stuff where we weren't fit to close up shop. And you know, at one stage you were thinking, will we get away even with a point? But at the same time, we possibly could have been 3-0 up and out of sight. But we weren't, and it was very similar to last week. We didn't get the second goal. Last week, we didn't effectively get the third goal tonight. And the second half, I thought Waterford were excellent. I thought they passed the ball. I thought they'd draw that us. Looking at Jack Doherty, Bobby Dunhu and that. But we'd lads, when we made a lot of mistakes, we'd lads that came up trumps. And while Rory Keating might be at fault, he lost the ball for the equalising goal, the second goal. He then came up trumps with the winning goal at the end. So, look, we ran our luck without a shadow of a doubt. And maybe we didn't get that rub of the luck last week, and we may have picked up 2 points that may have slipped away from us this week in you know, to make up for it. Like.
Yeah, there's so many talking points, Ollie, from that game tonight. But going back to the very start, what a way to kick off the game with that wonderful strike from Michael Funston.
Yeah, it was straight from the tip-off. Straight from the tip-off where I don't think Waterford touched it, and you know, it was a great strike. Look, you know, Mickey was the first man to tell you know, he meant it, but you know, he certainly went from the edge of the area. Great start. We followed it up with a good corner kick where Wilford came near post and got a second. Probably Mickey should have scored a third, Mickey Funston, when he went straight through on the right-hand side. He hit the post. Possibly he could have squared it. I don't know. I'll look at it again tomorrow. And, you know, I think Raymond Foy had a chance when he rounded the keeper from a tight angle at 2-1 to make it 3-1. And if that had happened, I think we'd have been okay. But to credit to Waterford, they played some great football in the second half. They constantly came out in ways and ways. And, look, we made mistakes tonight that we hadn't made all year. And it's possibly a good way to win Germany. If we'd won that game 4-0, maybe we'd have thought that we have maybe turned the corner and improved that much. Yes, we have improved, but it mightn't be a bad way to win.
Yeah. Well, at 2-1 down, Waterford came at you. It was nearly a case that they had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
But when they got back to 2-2, although you threw on Kevin McHugh, some might say a brave decision from your part.
Well, to be honest with you, Jeremy, Kevin was coming on anyway. If it had stayed at 2-1, Kevin was coming on to hold the ball up, as he does and does well. As it transpired, they scored just before we got him on. So, look, Tony McNamee came on, another attacking player who did well. And to be fair to Tony, he's waited his time. He hasn't got that much game time. And he came on and he took it with open arms there for the length of time he was on there. Look, we know in there that we've got out of jail today. We know that wouldn't be good enough in Cove next weekend without a shelter. If we were left open like that as we were in the second half, Cove will destroy us, you know. So it's as I said already to Germany, it might be a bad way to win.
Yeah. A lot of people will point to that injury as well, picked up by Keith Cowan. That's a big blow, Ollie, because you've managed to avoid big injuries this season.
Yeah, we've managed to avoid, you know, Bear Wilford's suspension and injuries. Now, Keith picked up a book in there that puts him out for a fortnight anyway. He'll obviously be out with the hamstring next weekend. So, yeah, then things are starting to unfortunately come in. There's not a whole lot you can do with the injuries. The suspensions, I think we've improved in, without a shadow of a doubt, from last year. But, yeah, we had everyone mainly available with us, spare Paddy Mealy, until now. Now we're going to be, you know, right down to the panel that we have. But we have, as I said before, lads that can step up, and it's a great opportunity, albeit down in Cove next Saturday, for some of them to step up. Like.
And the unbeaten run continues?
Yeah, you know, I don't think, you know, we went out tonight to try and get 3 points. You know, we could have lost it as well as won it, but I don't think we're going to get beaten sooner or later. I don't think that's really the problem. I think last year we drew 11 games, and that's really where we fell down the table. We were, you know, we compete with every team. I think we're in every game bar the very last few games of that league, but we didn't pick up enough wins along the way, Dermot. We had too many draws. So, you know, we got a draw last week against Cabotini that we threw away a win, but tonight the opposite happened. You know, we picked up 2 points on top of the draw tonight, and, you know, we need that little bit of rubber luck to continue for us, but we also need to improve.
Can I ask you as well, just Ollie, off the field tonight, the Harp supporters organised that collection for Mark Farn. I know that's something that's been happening at League of Ireland grounds all around the country over the last couple of weeks. So that's important for Harps to do their bit for that appeal.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kevin McHugh will be heavily involved, and he's played with him, and he's a good friend of Mark. And Kevin, to be fair, was around the country. I know Kevin was up in Glenadden last night, up in Lurgan, and he was up in Dundalk on Monday. And look, you know, obviously it's something that, you know, is a situation for Mark. I hope that things work out for him, obviously, and any bit of help that the club can do for him, you know, that's great.